Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This is...
Good flat, Friday.
Flat of the week.
Oh.
It's what?
I didn't even do an intro.
Longevity of that.
Talk to us,
John. Damn. It's got, I'll tell you what it's got. It's got longevity. It's got sound. It's got dampness.
Punch.
It's got a lot of punch.
I think it's got everything you need from a good pump.
It's the best thing. It's not a Ring doorbell.
Look at this, it's a bed.
He's in bed. So he's obviously just woke up and
I know where this needs to go.
The lads will appreciate this one.
So is this becoming a running theme now?
Yeah. I tell you what, another thing, one of the best things I saw the last couple of days, Chris. Just bear with us a second.
Welcome to Friday Club.
I know, you said you wanted to introduce well.
Yeah, with them introductions are shite, aren't they? Wait there.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Friday Club.
Little Chris is a weird character, isn't he? How on earth has he ended up running a football podcast?
That was my favourite comment. Yeah.
Is this from the Bolton video?
And we're about
tonight, it's the big dog in it.
So we're currently sat in my living room.
Riddled with cat hair.
Yeah. I mean, no wonder my hay fever. I don't think it's hay fever now. I think it's a cat allergy.
Pre-second leg. Are you fancying your chances?
Me?
Being back in the game?
Barnsley are better away from home, right? And I genuinely think it's all on the first goal. If Barnsley get the first goal, it's game on. If Bolton get it...
Game over.
Trouble.
That's the kind of insight people pay for, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're good, anyway.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Got in bother after Friday. I'll be honest with you, got in bother.
Because we remember when we left him over the bridge?
Yeah.
We departed and he said, I'm only having a couple more.
So I'd... obviously, the game finished at, 10 o'clock? He walks into town. You chuck to right to go and get your car. So I'll have a couple of drinks, let taxi queue die down. And this is when I made my mistake. My missus messaged me, are you okay? I says, yeah. Just let the taxi queue die down. And I'll be back probably 11, quarter past. 20 to 4, I got in, right? And normally, that'd be fine. But because of the lack of communication... When that's where she half got the hump.
Yeah.
She was like getting up for work at 7 and I've stumbled in at 20 to 4.
Radio silence from that point?
I'll play cricket and all Saturday.
But I mean, from saying that you were going to get the taxi to stumbling in through the door, was it radio silence?
Oh yeah, I never sent another message, no.
Well, that happens though, doesn't it? When you send that original one and you're like... You've had a bit of a livener after that, and you're like, oh.
Well, I had
phone's in the pocket now.
I had two kick-ons. I had a kick-on about 12 and a kick-on about half one, quarter to two.
Right.
But it was hard work getting up for cricket. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just communicate. See.
I know.
Communication, John.
If I'd have said, look.
I'm going to be out till 4, you should be fine.
I'm in mix, I'm out now. No bother.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that she worries about us, doesn't she? She said she'll worry.
You sat up when you came in.
I can't remember getting in. I don't know if there were any dialect when I got in or not or what.
I'm but, told we were struggling for dialogue when you threw a left and I should have got some at 4 in the morning.
But match winning innings in the end?
Oh, Saturday. Oh, I turned up at cricket. Yeah.
Did you?
No, I.
You can't keep a good man down, Chris. You know that.
I tell you what, you talk about Barnsley back in the day, but a lot of traffic, weren't there, coming out at car park, so we went to takeaway. It were bouncing. Mm.
There was an Irish bar in particular, absolutely rammed.
Oh, O'Dwyer's?
Just down from
down
America.
From Americanos?
Yeah.
O'Dwyer's? Yeah.
And rammed. Then that road, it was like somehow a Magaluf street.
We wore past and... When you're looking like that, Westlife was booming.
We
were nearly getting in there.
We weren't depending on Matty for it getting home. I'd have got a second wind and all.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens tonight. But
right, lads, I'm taking a dip.
What happened to your voice then?
I don't know.
You sound like Paul Cook on an interview then.
What they're called?
Off Alan Partridge.
I am not an animal.
Doctor, no vocal cords.
We are now going to the mailbag.
You're winning
right.
First.
He started this one in capital letters, am I a scumbag?
Oh. Yes.
Please keep this anonymous, guys. So, basically, I'm 32, a decent job and own a house. I think I'm above average looking and often nick a bird or two.
Hell,
self-praise is not praise at all.
Recently, I started the online dating scene and started speaking to two girls from the same town, not my town in brackets. I've met one before and we had sex on the first meet.
Ooh, bloody hell.
Anyway, I'd... Hold tight. Anyway, I'd arranged to meet the second one for the first time last weekend at one of her local bars. When I got there, I wasn't feeling it straight away. She was just moaning about her ex the whole time and looked nothing... In capitals,
you don't
like
want to
her
bring
picture.
That. You don't want to bring. Oh,
the old catfish.
Catfish.
The old catfish.
As the day progressed, I was thinking about any way I could get out of it. I even genuinely contemplated faking a heart attack. About 2 hours in, I nipped to the toilet and messaged the other one I'd met before to see if I could ghost this one and bring her in on loan for a couple of hours.
Loan?
I made her believe I was travelling up just to see her. So he's kind of being cute there.
But he's telling... He's being
a bit of a... Yeah.
Being cute, he's telling...
He's been an animal,
lies.
That's what he is.
She agreed to see me, and then all I needed to do now was get out of this date. When she went to the toilet, I went outside for a vape and started speaking to a random girl that was out with her mates. An hour or so later, the other girl I arranged to meet messaged me saying she was there. So he had his date, and then another one... that was waiting for him in another bar, and he says, to cut a long story short, he's ended up going back to the random girl's house that he just met outside having a vape. It's tough at the top, isn't it?
Did he wallop the vape?
Wow.
I mean, he's got a choice of three there, hasn't he?
He's got them racked up, hasn't he? So he's left his date in the original bar, and he's left the potential date that he'd organised while he was on a date.
Oh, he'd had sex with previous.
In a different bar, waiting for him, and took vape girl...
on the wallop tour.
Oh, you got on.
So as it stands now, both have messaged continuously.
The ones from the dating site.
The dating site.
The middle one's going to be the most annoyed.
Yeah.
Is this the one that's...
Because he's invited her out.
Oh, he's had
and
sex
not
yeah.
turned
previous.
Up.
Yeah.
Furious.
But they're, tell you what, they're still keen.
He must
but
be.
But he's ghosted them both and he doesn't talk to vape girl. Do I make a lie up? And try and keep them both sweet, or do I ignore them both and try with somebody else? Thanks, guys. Love the pod.
Thanks, guys. If we do it, what does he want us to do for us there?
I honestly can't catch my breath.
That's brown-esque.
I mean, I'm very...
That is fucking brown-esque.
Leads into the brown book.
Right, so... First, chat one.
Mm-hmm.
Who he's met, who don't look like, and he's not feeling it. He's just got to say, look, I'm really sorry, love, not feeling this. Right? Yep. What is he's tried to be, as you say, he's tried to be cute. He's trying to line trap two up who he's had sex with previous mm-hmm. off the website. So he's thought, right, I'll edge my bets.
But then.
So his bets have come in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they've come in. He's got a threefold.
She's just sat watching Casualty, right? Jim jams on Casualty. She's fucking shot upstairs.
Yeah.
Put her makeup on, put her nice dress on and that. Headed to the bar where they were supposed to be meeting. And then this, and then he's just a fucking animal, isn't he?
Opportunist. So he's gone out, he's gone for a bit of thinking time.
A vape.
Yeah. And in the process, bumped into
he's up to someone else. Another one on the line.
What a vulture.
The question. You're all up there. Pot calling kettle black.
I that's exactly the terminology.
Honestly. So I think, Mal, I think there was a question there somewhere.
Am I a scumbag?
Yeah, that was the question, and no, I can tell you the answer.
No, so he's ghosted them. The two girls that he's left hanging have been messaging him continuously, but he's ghosted them both. And he's asking whether he makes a lie up just to keep them sweet, or does he ignore them both move on?
There's no need to message number one,
yeah,
is there?
Probably.
She must be keen because he's disappeared on an night out.
I tell you what she is. She's still fucking baby reindeer. That's what she is.
There's got to be an element of concern there because he's just vanished into thin air. And
where's he gone? Is he all right?
Do you reckon he just did a big puff up vape? You know, smoke screen and then ran out.
Tonight, Matthew, I am out of here. Jesus.
I think your main problem is the bird who he's messaged, who he's had sex with previous.
Yeah. Because he obviously must have liked her to invite her out for a second.
Maybe not
time.
Liked her, but he knew he would get legs in air, didn't he?
And then this vape one.
Well.
Jesus. He's savage.
He's savage. He's getting an email back from Brownie him. Great work, son.
7 brown points.
I think you've got to just forget trap one, forget the first one. Just say, look, weren't feeling it. Sorry,
this is John the Gent.
Yeah.
Tuning in here.
I'm always a gent. Weren't feeling it, though, sorry. The second one, really sorry, I were on my way to meet you and I got hit by a car. and I ended up at hospital. That's why I've not been able to message you. Then you can just keep that little flame burning. Yeah. Got run over by a taxi, I'm really sorry.
And then the vape one's
and just... you weren't me next to kin at hospital.
I think
the vape one's just... The vape one's obviously a paraffin lamp, isn't she?
Yeah.
Vape one, fuck her. If she's going out for a Marlboro, right?
Yeah, but he is.
An hour later... Eh?
He is an all, though, isn't he? He's got to ask himself the question of what are his intentions in this dating game? Because he's obviously happy...
So what you're saying is
putting it around, and you know, there's some women that are exactly the same. Exactly. They just
so
have to put it around
we're
as well.
Categorising her as a paraffin lamp, tramp.
Yeah,
right. But we're not categorising him as.
Yeah, exactly.
They've done the exact same thing. You're right, Chris. You're right.
Exactly.
If they're both going into the sexual relationship for a one night jobby, sound. No need to ring a messenger or whatever, is there?
No.
So I think the big question is he a scumbag?
Fucking hell.
That was the original.
The Pogues were as big thing about scumbags as much as that, though.
But going back to your point, he's single.
Yeah, he's single. All three are single.
And they're still messaging him, by the way.
I know. We're reading between the lines here. I mean, we don't know what he's indicated that his intentions are beforehand. I mean, he might be talking to him, telling him he wants to settle down and have kids. Mm. And then next minute, puff of smoke and he's gone.
That is wrong. Hey up, lads, which gives me the impression it's from near me. Hey up, lads, love the Friday Club so far. Had a few odd incidents in the pursuit of walloping in my younger days. Thought I'd share the one my mates laugh about the most. I'd appreciate it being kept anonymous. No problem. After graduation many moons ago, I had a breakup with my uni girlfriend and subsequently went through a lengthy dry spell. You ever had one?
2001.
What, 4 days?
How long are we talking? What are you calling a dry spell?
Month.
A month?
I think.
It's hardly Sahara, is it? A month. Fucking walk down beach. Dry spell.
I just pulled that out. I just plucked that out the top of my head.
So after a lengthy dry spell. On a night out, I bumped into a lass who had been at the same school as me a couple of years above. Swapped numbers and went on a few dates, but not doing bedroom-wise. It's definitely from near me, No, doing bedroom-wise. Text dried up, so I took my search elsewhere. A few months later, on Christmas Eve, I bumped into her again. She had a bit of a go at me for ghosting. I said I thought she wasn't into me and we didn't take it further, so she invited me back to hers.
Oh.
So they've obviously said the text bit and all that, gone quiet. Christmas Eve,
a few drinks,
she's stuck him back. After a bit of foreplay, it was time to get stuck in. As if people refer to it as that, get stuck in. It's time to get stuck in, you know what I mean? It's not like a carvery, is it?
It sounds like you're putting a bib on as you say that, doesn't it? Tucking a neckerchief in. Let's get stuck in.
Put your rubber gloves on. It's time to get stuck in.
Butcher's apron.
However, the only protection I had in my wallet was a free Johnny that had come in some STD awareness kit I'd been handed on a night out in the Algarve. Why are you fetching that home?
You pop it in the wallet, don't
well,
you?
Just safe, though.
Yeah.
It was the equivalent of a fun-size Milky Way. Barely covered the helmet, and I'm carrying a resolutely average one would. After a few uncomfortable thrusts, I tried to remove it and put it on again in case I'd gotten it inside out. Reversed it and tried again. Still uncomfortable on entry. Withdrew again, and this time, as I pulled the offending article off, I unleashed about 3 months of Harry Monk.
Oh.
It was abso-fucking-lutely everywhere. The pillow, her hair, face, chest, my hands. Jesus. She looked fairly shocked, but she looked like she wanted a cuddle. I didn't know what to do, so I picked up some clothes that were on the floor, wiped myself down, gave her a peck on the forehead, and legged it.
What?
Not her fault, is it?
He's left it mop up.
Never even mopped her hair, did he? Or her chin or all.
Give her a peck on cheek.
give her a salty peck on cheek. Oh. Took me an hour to walk home. About 3 hours later, my parents woke me up to open my presents.
What? How old is he?
7. Well, I presume he still lives at his mum and dad's. I've been known as Father Jismus ever since. Not by my parents, I hasten to add. Next time I saw her was about 15 years later at a kids' football tournament. Turns out her lad plays in the age group of my son. Needless to say, the incident was never mentioned. Keep up the good work, Anonymous.
So,
talk me through that then, lads.
I mean, I know there was a lot of detail there, but I was still unsure. I didn't fully absorb what happened. Was there only a couple of thrusts?
Couple of pumps and a squirt.
Well, a couple of pumps and then uncomfortable.
Is he blaming the condom?
I think he's blaming them in Albufeira, get it to him.
Too tight.
That's what happens with dry spells, though.
Yeah.
Would you apologise? Something like that.
Spunking on someone's face
after 30 seconds. It's like, sorry about that.
The first time it's ever happened, that one.
Sorry.
It's an awkward thing to address, isn't it?
But honestly, that's
never happened before in my life.
Fuck off.
No, I'm just saying, is that what he said?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking from yourself then.
No.
I'm so sorry. It's never done this before.
No. The next one will be good, I promise.
Give us 20 minutes.
Flip it on its head. You know why that's happened? Because I think you're so beautiful.
Yeah, I just couldn't help myself.
Yeah, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Picking up your clothes and leaving.
Yeah. So do you think he's picked his clothes up out of embarrassment and just legged it?
I think it's more embarrassment that he's gone. Yeah, not even a cuddle.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
We've got one here, and he's not going to name his mate because he doesn't want to embarrass somebody. He's going to refer to him as Jay. One Sunday, we're out having a regular Sunday club. Nothing too serious, like you Friday night. A few pints and then home for takeaway and prep for work the next day. As you all probably know too well, this escalated. The takeaway was off the table and the odd packet of crisps replaced it. We were all in, full flavour, and a few turned into double figures. I think we all headed off home in the earlier hours of Monday morning, absolutely shit-faced. My mate was that intoxicated that he got up in the very early hours of the morning and squatted down in his bedroom to have a shite.
Oh dear!
Not knowing where he was because of the ale. As luck would have it, his wife's alarm went off mid-shite. That's unfortunate timing, isn't it?
Because he had to pinch.
What time does she fucking start work?
So what? Realistically, what time is this going to be? It's fives?
The earliest. I think she might be a nurse.
Yeah.
Night shift.
She woke up screaming at him, but in a state of shock, he's pulled
the bed... I'm having a shit!
In a state of shock, he's pulled the bedroom door open... And yes, you've guessed it, the door has went over the shite and squashed it right into the carpet floor.
Oh! Oh! So he's done the old pull and sweep with the door.
Pull and sweep.
Oh, pull, sweep, squash.
It smells bad enough, a shite, but do you know when
break
you...
Break the seal.
When you half it.
Take the top off.
Fucking hell.
Take the top off.
His wife has went mad, threw her clothes on and told him to sort it out before slamming the front door behind her and leaving for work. The problem we pal had... is that he was far too hungover to deal with the problem. So instead, he took a Stanley knife, cut around the carpet where the shite was and threw it in the bin.
I don't know what that noise was, but I feel it was worthy of cutting a hole in the carpet when you had told you could clean it up. What? Where's he going from there?
I don't know. As you can imagine, the fear started to creep in as the day went on, and when his wife came in and seen it, he had to go out and buy a brand new carpet.
Oh, that's cost him a few quid. I mean, I'm not au fait in the world of carpet fitting, but can you get a patch? Can you put it in?
I think it's a full replacement.
Not unless you put a welcome rug
over top.
That would have been my next. That would have been my go-to rug. It'd have to be a thin one to get over the door.
Yeah, under the door.
But as if he's just thought I'm that hungover. There's only one thing for it.
Yeah, fuck this. I'm getting knife out.
Jesus.
Yeah. As I've said in previous, I've been in some pickles, right? But I'm not squatting. I don't think I'm squatting over a like just next to the door.
No, what stance are you going for? Are you going like a dog? Like,
no, by the way, there's two shitting incidents. So we were in, and I still think this was you. So we were in Dublin. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yeah.
We're in Dublin, I'm in a room with Chris Sedgwick, right? So he's got in before me, so I've come in later on. Anyway, got in my bed. And all of a sudden, middle at night, or morning, the light comes on and Sedge stood over me like, peering like that. He went, "You fucking dirty bastard." I went, "What?" He went, "There's a fucking shit in middle of hotel floor. And I've just stood in it."
Between the toes.
I went, "What? What?" He says, "I've just stood in your shit at end of fucking bed. Get it cleaned up.
That is the best result we've ever did it.
Get it clean." That's why he's laughing so much.
Someone standing in it barefooted is the best result you can get from that situation.
The best result was the fact that he claimed it.
No, I didn't.
He claimed it in his own.
That's a lie.
You claimed it as your own.
No, that's a lie. That is a lie. So, obviously,
oh, crying.
Bathroom light's gone on. So, said he's got in the shower. He says, "I'm getting in the shower. That better be cleaned up by the time I come in." So, I've got out of bed. So, I've started cleaning this shit up and that. Obviously, got it cleaned up and that. So, he's gone in the shower. Got up next morning, got to airport. Tells this story, and this is where he's... And I went, I'm sure I ain't had a shit. I'm sure I've not had a shit at night. So I think somebody got his key from hotel reception, come and dropped a batch in, and said he's stood in it, and I've cleaned it up.
You've definitely claimed that wasn't what happened.
I did not, I can guarantee
you. You said, "I must have gone to the toilet and just forgot where I..." That's exactly what you said.
Well, I think that's not claiming, is it? Well, I must have. Well, look. At the time, I must have.
Only plausible explanation.
It's the only way it could have happened, isn't it? I must have got up and had a shit on route to the toilet. Yeah. And the second one, we were playing in golf there at Donny, if you remember. So me and him are in the same room, and we got up next morning, obviously hanging out at his arses, and there's just a big steaming pile of turd like in between his twin beds, and we think it was Neil Ruddock.
What?
Yeah. Think it was Neil Ruddock.
I mean, obviously, it's definitely not us two.
Right. So the sleeping arrangements, you two sharing, nobody else has access.
Yeah. We were
up old a minute.
Until three or four, weren't we?
How old? This is just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, not long. It was when we were meant to be doing the podcast with
them. Yeah. So yeah. This is a group of footballers.
Well, not just footballers, people who don't come other to people the charity is, golf
No,
day.
But I mean, there's a group of footballers there, but all 38 plus, going up to probably 60s.
Yeah. So you've got your Dean Windasses, you've got your Steve Howies of this world that were there at the death, yeah. And obviously Ruddock. But I don't know why we blame Ruddock. Was he being... He came alive, didn't he, at the end, yeah. As if to say why he's going to bed. He was trying to keep us up or something, yeah. I think.
Oh,
and
so
this, as payback, he took a steaming shite in our room, I think.
Is it a big one?
Oh, wow.
As you can, this was before.
This was pre-gastric.
This is before he lost fucking 33 stone.
This was pre-gastric.
Was that not the night that he lost 33 stone?
A big old piece of kit.
But yeah.
How did we clean it up, that?
I don't think we did we? I think we just left it.
Did you leave it?
Well, it wasn't ours.
The hotel here were obviously going to do a DNA swab, weren't they? Say, it's not these two. Yeah, so they're the two.
They must see some... come across some things.
I know.
The hotel cleaners.
But yeah, that was me in Dublin.
I don't know if I ever came clean for that.
I didn't think you'd be a shitter.
It was too good of an opportunity to turn down because your door was on a latch.
Oh, there's a problem.
Have you just admitted it for the first time?
I feel like we've spoken about it before.
Said you put a top latch to let me in.
Right. Yeah. And you've gone in bouncing off walls.
I can categorically tell you, I did not go into the airport saying, I've had a shit in my room and said you stood in.
No, it wasn't that. It was said you was blaming you and you were like, I must have gone in and...
Yeah, so that's different to claiming, isn't it?
Yeah. Done the work and then gone. And we were staying like...
Dropping dash.
Yeah.
Do you not think like, this is disgusting?
Probably. It was Sunday, wasn't it? It was the second day.
Not on a Sunday.
Full of Guinness.
You've got a white froth on top.
Full of Guinness.
But I never thought I'd have you down. I knew it was you.
It's not my...
Thanks for confirming, by the
way. But since you did do it for the one and only time, you've got to admit that was the best possible
Yeah, but it isn't. You're right. That's not my normal thing.
No.
I remember, like... laughing, you know, when you get the shoulders were going, thinking,
what
the lads are going to love this in the morning.
Oh, right. What about when you heard that he'd stood in it?
Oh, perfect. Because he's a good storyteller, isn't he? So it was in between me toes. And
That's my shitting stories. And we still think it when they run it, don't we?
Yeah, 100%. Because I'm just thinking that people's drunken state at that time, there was only him that was...
A bit lively.
A bit leery, yeah. Bit of football, just to finish on, Chrissy.
Oh, go on.
My brother got promoted on Sunday. Pete Lee, Helford United. Pub, that was massive. Wasn't expected. I think the other team had four games in hand. If they won all the games in hand, they'd have beat them by 1 point.
It's a big ask, though, isn't it?
I know, but I think the standard of the team that they were playing, you know, when you look at the fixtures, you go, they're going to win there at that level. Yeah. But anyway, they fell at it was either the first or second hurdle.
Right.
Lost on Sunday unexpectedly. The lads are up.
Cured!
So there's a promotion. The playing? Pardon?
What colour are they playing?
Not sure. We'll say red.
How old's your brother?
He's 35.
Is it?
No, he's not. He's 37.
Is it seniors or...?
No, just a Sunday. Like a pub. Yeah, I think my brother might be the oldest. In fact, no, there's a lad who I was at Sunderland with. Players, so he's my age.
What,
then
my
brother,
Quinn.
Then my brother, then there's loads of young lads. But in turn, I'll speak to them about sponsorship.
Yeah. Maybe.
Should we do that?
You sponsor a team
in Barnsley, I'll sponsor a team back home, and you Bolton. Get the lads on the front of this kit.
If you want.
See who does best.
We'll turn up at the presentation night.
Are we invited?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When's the presentation? Well done,
big celebration. Have they got an open top?
The what, sorry?
They've got an open top.
My brother's kind of a enigma where he'll just disappear for a couple of years.
And then come back.
He's got a bit. Like he'll,
has he? Yeah, what, where does he play?
He'd play either centre-back or up front. And then they'll just chuck him in.
Not as easy as what you think, that role.
The old dog just chuck him in and I think he's got player of the year.
Has he?
Mm. Out of nowhere.
Congratulations.
So he turned up Sunday and the rest of the lads, they must be all like 20, 21, but they all had the shots waiting for him. They had to down all the shots on arrival.
Oh,
it'd be like after the game, once they knew that they went up.
Oh, yeah.
He went to a christening after the footy, then went to meet the rest of the team. And they all had the shots, and so I, Scott, and my brother Stephen.
Well done,
congratulations! New Reds.
Come on, you Reds!
Have you never been watching?
Nah, nothing.
Part-time support.
Yeah, I'll shout from the rooftops now, but I haven't been there. I haven't been there.
Well, thank you very much for listening. The conclusion of
that's the conclusion of this week's Friday Club.
It always ends up being shagging or
well, yeah,
shitting, doesn't it?
And then with a portion of nonsense. Every now and again.
To be fair, I got a message from a guy who I know, and he said it's absolute gold this, because this is everybody's Sunday afternoon chat in the boozer.
Yeah,
but nobody would air it.
Yeah.
So we.
Yeah, when you're in the confines of your close friendships,
yeah.
When you can let it out.
And we're putting it out nationwide.
And far afield.
Yeah, so thanks once again. If you do want to email, anonymous or not, fridayclub@underthecosh.co.uk. Any more business for anybody else?
By the way, we've missed a few today.
We have missed a few.
There's plenty to go at next week.
There's quite a few to go at.
If you haven't been read out today.
But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't send us some correspondence. Mm. If you want some help with something, you want to get some out of your chest, or you just want to share.
Yeah, it don't have to just be about shagging. It can be any life predicament. Yeah.
Bit of advice.
Yeah.
Although we have had a few that aren't shagging or shitting, and we've just not read them out. Right, over and out.
We'll
see you next week.
Thank you, Dave.
God bless. Cheers, Dave.
Dave, covering for Matty again. Contributed absolutely nothing.
Who, by the way, I'm sure we'll get into this in future podcasts, who's just got engaged, bless him.
Yes, yeah.
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 So congratulations, Matthew.
We've seen the pictures, haven't we?
So he's fucked us off now, isn't he?
Can we get him on next? Can we set him a mic up
and we'll get to talk
from start to finish?
Yeah, he won't do it.
No, he will. He loves it, man. He's a new man now. He got on the last one.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.